And then they've gone from Alaska way.
Did they swim?
Then they swam across to Europe. And that's where you are now, Brian. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Darren. How are you, my friend? Everything all right in Melbourne town?
Yeah, very. Things are going nicely. Beautiful day today. Blue sky and 28 degrees today for us. You're right in the middle of the spring racing carnival, which you're missing out on, Brian. But no doubt you're having your own adventures over there.
That's very true, Darren and Millie. We're right in the middle of Europe, and it isn't that warm here. We've been riding the motorcycle with a bit of snow on the ground, made it across into Holland, into the Netherlands, to Maastricht, and which is the home of André Rieu, for those fans of classical music.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's a lovely little place.
Yeah.
And now we've made our way across to Frankfurt, down the Rhine Valley, and the which intersects with the Mosel River, Darren. And anyone who's grown grapes knows about Moselle wine.
Yes.
And the beautiful wines of the Rhine Valley region. And the weather's changing into the coldness of winter, and to see the leaves dropping and the winter setting in around here has just been fantastic. But Frankfurt itself, is Frankfurt really isn't known as a tourist town, but I've got to say, André and Tonya have shown us around and shown us a great time through Frankfurt, and we've seen a lot of things that you wouldn't think it exists here.
Yeah, because of the coldness and the winter over in Europe, will you do a bit less riding, although you're pretty used to the cold, been going up as far as Alaska?
Well, I've got to say, my pigeon and the million on the back isn't too keen about the cold weather, but... we're making our way over to Paris after Frankfurt tomorrow, Darren, and I think it will be a bit chilly. We're lucky to get into double figures over here at the moment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a bit cold on the bike. But again, you're going through some wonderful, wonderful country, and
yeah.
It's still green and fertile, and Tonya's taken us down to some fantastic markets and the beautiful veggie markets and the little town squares and things like that. It's just something you just don't really get in Australia, and we're really enjoying it, I've got to say.
And, well, you're at the home of your motorbike. The BMW would be feeling right at home over there, wouldn't it? And there'd be spare parts all over the place and good, cheap servicing and all of that.
Oh, we don't need... I don't really need too many spare parts at the moment. It's going really well, Darren.
That's good.
But, we've been away over 12 months now, and we're getting a little bit homesick. So Tonya and André and Shirley and I have been listening to Aussie rock music from the 60s and 70s that you could relate to, my friend. And,
yeah.
Let's make you all a bit homesick, I've got to say.
Well, that's good. And just finally, how many Ks does the... speedo on the BMW read out to you that you've done?
On this trip, we're pushing up towards 70,000 kilometres. The bike's now done about 115,000 all up.
Yeah.
And by the time we get down into South Africa and by the time we get home, we'll be pushing up towards 90,000, 100,000 kilometres.
Wow.
But, it's ticking over quite nicely. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to see the world.
Yeah.
And you smell, you feel everything, and you feel the coldness in the air, and... yeah, it's just wonderful.
That's
for those who don't ride motorcycles,
that's
really
what it's all about. And it's one of the examples I use, Brian, is just at dusk on a summer's night, if you ride down, say, Mont Albert Road, you can smell the barbecues everywhere.
Yeah. I get a similar thing.
Bad.
The similarity on the push bike, Brian, and there's nothing like eating an insect or two while you're experiencing the travel to the world, is there?
That's true, and everybody rides push bikes over here, Billy, and it's wonderful to see people getting around on push bikes and really taking it in, and they do everything, shopping on their push bikes, the whole lot.
Oh, good on you, Brian.
You really don't need a car in some of these towns.
Stay upright, stay safe, and we'll talk to you in probably France next week. That's Brian Ricks. You can find out more and see photos and look at the blog. It's Aussies Overland. That's AUSSIES, aussiesoverland.com.au. On 3AW at 9:45.
Inch on Drive.
How long since you had your transplant?
16 months.